Now will you notice verse 16? I'm just lifting out some wonderful verses here now. It says, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." And seven times the number of completeness means he just keeps on falling. Do you know anybody like that, but he kept getting up? Well, that's Simon Peter. And then notice, "But the wicked shall fall into mischief." That's Judas. Here are two men that were apostles, and this proverb illustrates both of them. A just man falleth seven times, but he'll get up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. And that's what happened to Judas, you see. But this man, Simon Peter, he was constantly falling. We magnify the fact that you remember the time that he walked on water, we say, "Oh, Simon Peter failed there." Well, I don't really think he failed, because he did walk on the water. It says he walked on the water to come to Jesus. But he got his eyes off of the Lord Jesus onto the water and those waves rolling. I really have great sympathy for him there, and he began to sink. But that wasn't the only time the man fell. That night that the Lord Jesus was arrested, he denied him three times. Again and again and again, this man failed the Lord. But he'd always get up and start out again. When I was pastor here in Pasadena, a man said to me, he said, "You know, I have failed so many times, I'm even ashamed to go back to the Lord and tell him again that I've failed and I want to start over again." I said, "Well, you may be ashamed, but the Lord's not. He's ready to start you out again." He said, "Well, how many times do you suppose you can fail and still come back?" Well, I said, "I don't know. I'm working way up in the hundreds right now myself, and I still go to him." I think that, friends, that is the important thing, that we go back to our Heavenly Father and tell him that we stumble and we got dirty again, and he'll put us right back into service. How wonderful it is to have a Heavenly Father like that. Now he says, verse 17, "Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth." You know, you hear something bad about somebody, and you haven't really liked them very much. You say, "My, I'm glad that happened to him." Now, don't tell me you never said that, because human nature is like that. But now God is saying, don't rejoice when your enemy falls. That's not the way to solve any kind of a problem. Why? Lest the Lord see it and it displease him and he turn away his wrath from him. The Lord may turn around and start prospering the man that's your enemy. Then you really will be miserable yourself. So you better not rejoice on that account.